World Cancer Day.
My name is Dr. Sinan Eccles. I'm a respiratory consultant at Royal Glamorgan Hospital, and I also work for Public Health Wales, involved in trying to get lung cancer screening set up in Wales. Lung cancer is one of the most common and serious types of cancer. Sometimes people don't realise quite how common it is, so unfortunately more people in Wales die from lung cancer each year than from any other type of cancer, more than bowel cancer and breast cancer added together. I guess the people who it affects are usually older people and often people with a smoking history. So it's rare in younger people, sort of under 40s. The average age people get it is around 75. Like I say, smoking is probably the strongest risk factor, but it's also important to know that it can affect people who don't smoke as well. One of the tricky things with lung cancer is there often aren't any symptoms in the early stages, and that is one of the things that can make it tricky to diagnose. The most common symptoms tend to be a cough, so people who have a new cough or a change in their cough that lasts more than 3 weeks is certainly a symptom that we would want to know about. Other things can sometimes be things like coughing up blood or losing weight without trying to. The NHS has got lots of good resources, I guess would be the first thing to say. So things like the NHS website have got lots of useful information. So that's always a good starting point, and that's a trusted source. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with lung cancer, then everyone in Wales who's in that position will have a key worker in the hospital, usually a lung cancer specialist nurse. And they're a really important key point of contact, so they can give you information and they can also signpost you to things that might be useful. Giving up smoking is difficult. It's really hard because the nicotine in cigarettes is one of the most addictive things that we know about. So that makes it really difficult to quit, even though most people who do smoke do want to quit. If you do smoke, then the best chance of you giving up and giving up for good are if you do it with support, and NHS Wales gives free support in that situation. So there's the free NHS Wales Help Me Quit service. So if you're in the hospital, then the team looking after you in the hospital can refer you to them. And some of the hospitals have people on site who you can talk to. Or the other option is you can refer yourself to the service. So they've got a website which you can find easily, Help Me Quit, and you can just put in your name and your phone number and they will give you a ring and they will talk you through the options that are there to help support you to stop smoking. Outside of the NHS, there are lots of charities who are involved in cancer care who've got really useful information. They can point you towards things that can be a really useful support. So some of the specific ones are the Roy Castle Lung Cancer Foundation, which is specific to lung cancer. There's also Macmillan Cancer Support. And within Wales, 10 of Us is a Wales-specific cancer charity. And they all have websites. They all have really useful information on there and usually ways that you can contact them if you want to discuss things further.
World Cancer Day.